headline. And now with great certainty, great confidence, here's this opening, this recognition that sitting is like this. So of course there are many uncertainties in the world, many things that we don't understand, that we don't know. But we can be quite certain that we do know that it's like this now. This body sitting, breathing, this is how it is. Allowing the mind to appreciate the certainty of the present moment. Not needing the moment to be other than what it is, and trusting the direct experiencing. Cultivating this powerful allegiance with things as they are, and feeling free to use a particular anchor, like the experience of sitting, or the experience of breathing or hearing, to reactivate this allegiance, this refuge of things as they are. And connecting and sustaining this simple presence with the body, with things as they are, removes doubt from the mind. When the mind is connecting and sustaining mindful awareness with the way that it actually is, there is no room for doubt. In fact, in a very practical way, training the mind to connect and sustain attention with the body, with the breath, with hearing, with the present moment, causes the hindrances to be removed. So we can experiment with this simple assumption. Does in fact connecting and sustaining of mindful attention free the mind from the hindrances? And you can choose your own particular means for this experiment. Whether you're going to be focusing on something specific, like the movement of the breathing process, or doing instead a more open attention practice, where the mind is connecting and sustaining with whatever it is that's predominant, moment to moment. And just getting a sense noticing that when the mind is full, caught up in the hindrances, it's when the mind is disconnected from this sustained present moment awareness. And when the mind is free, or at least relatively free from the hindrances, it's when there is this sustained present moment awareness. So let's continue now in silence doing this experiment. Is it really the case that dukkha lightens and falls away with the development of a sustained present moment awareness? And is it in fact the case when the mind is no longer mindful and getting caught up in experience, that dukkha increases, becomes established in the mind? noticing all the little and big ways the mind spins with doubt. Where it feels appropriate, more appropriate to think, to worry, to second guess what's happening, and to simply open to the mind and body experience as it actually is, as it already is. Simply acknowledging that sitting is like this, or the mind is like this now. This is how it actually is now. Can this be okay? A moment of connecting and then sustaining or not forgetting that this is how it is. Appreciating that sometimes something that's simple can be quite difficult. Letting things be is not the habit of the mind. So then, even if the mind does react or get caught or have doubt, is it possible not to be confused by doubting, by reactivity, but instead just see it, know that it's like this now, and let things be. Let it come and go on its own. in the most basic way. The mind relates either by pulling back into its habit of aversion and craving, which always leads to struggle and the stress of struggle, the dukkha of struggling, or because of wisdom, the mind relates with mindfulness, clear seeing, not being confused by experience, and experiences the release of stress, the freedom of non-greed and non-aversion, so the practice is to understand when there's release and freedom, it's due to the mindful, wise attention. And when there's stress and struggling, it's due to the presence of greed and aversion, the hindrances. Time and adjust the body as you need to.